Good afternoon. This is Alex.
Hi, Alex. This is Andrea Michelle calling. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. Yeah, no, I just was just following up. I hadn't heard anything on your end. I know you had said you were reaching out with Keith and touching base with Keith and everything for the 1106 probably.
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. I thought, like, one of my colleagues, I thought, like, reach out to you. Have you, like, did you talk to Sid?
No, I haven't talked to Sid. I talked to someone named Ben. Am I talking about, is it Ben? Am I saying it right?
I think that was Sid. Because we only have, like, Zach, and it was Sid, so I think it was Sid.
I even wrote his name wrong in the email when I sent the payoff amount.
That's fine.
I'm sorry. Uh-huh.
He was actually giving me an update about that because he told me the last time that you were sending him the pay of the amount from the Wells Fargo. Mm-hmm. So I've received that. I actually got it from him. So you know, we're still moving forward. I don't know what was the last update that he gave you, but you know, I've reached out to Keith. And I was able to talk to him over the phone and also emailed him about the property. We're trying to do our best to, like, actually prolong the renovation. The demolition, I would say. Right now, what I'm doing is I am actually just working on like marketing the, or I would say like looking for a buyer partner. That's actually, we'll move forward with a deal. So I don't know how like long, or you've talked to Zach, I believe, when you signed the agreement.
Yeah, they gave me to the end of September with Zach, is what he put on there. 9:30 was the closing date is what he was, you know, looking forward to. And that's the same thing. I don't know why I thought he said his name was Ben. I feel so embarrassed because I put it in the email. But I did that, and he said the same thing, that whatever the closing date was, which was 9:30, is what they anticipated doing. But I didn't know exactly because I did get the letter from them and everything, and I just wanted to touch base with you all to see what was there, because I didn't want to call them and do
something
that I
shouldn't. You received a letter from
the city
of Lynchburg?
Yeah, it's just the same thing that they had said to me prior over the phone. It's in other words, as long as I, you know, basically had a plan or something like that. So I just wanted to know from you all, you know, what Keith had said, you know, to you all and everything.
Right. So I actually asked a couple of questions with Keith, and did Zach told you about the renovation, actually the cost for the demo? Did Zach actually provided, like, did Zach give you, I don't know if he discussed about the demolition cost or the fee. But
no, he didn't. Uh-uh.
No? Okay. When I reach out to Keith to ask how much will be the demolition cost and if they will be taking care of it, he gave me actually an estimate of up to $50,000 or more for the house for the demolition.
Because he told me 40, could be around 40 is what he told me. Yeah, but that was in the beginning when we first talked about that.
Is that Keith who told you that, or Zach?
That was Keith.
Keith, okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're trying to consider that as well. But, you know, I just wanted to let you know that we're still moving forward.
Okay.
And, I mean, apologize if we weren't able to get an update. I really thought that it's either Zach tried to reach out to you since you signed the agreement or the contract, or either Sid.
That's my grandson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my daughter's birthday.
Are you out? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my daughter's birthday. Yeah. So
I
that's
remember.
The reason why I want. Yeah. So that's the reason why I was just trying to touch base just to see, you know, what all was going and everything, which I know, you know, Zach had told me that, you know, I re-signed the amount for the payoff of the mortgage and everything. So I was just wondering, you know, how was it going as far as with the city and stuff like that. I wanted to stay more in touch with you all on that end than to call and do something that I shouldn't do on the other end. So that's the reason why I was saying I didn't want to, stay in my lane, as they say.
Okay. Well, I will take care of that. And then
okay.
Thing that I will hear from Keith, I'll definitely communicate that over to you. But, you know, I just wanted to let you know that we're still moving forward and that, you know, we're communicating with Keith
So your goal is to delay the demo, is basically what you're saying. Is that correct?
That's what we're trying to, to do, but it will still move forward. Right at this point I cannot really give you a definite answer, but you know, I will make sure to coordinate everything with you moving forward, and then I'll just go ahead and contact you I'd say after the holidays, because Monday's Labor Day.
Yes. Now let me ask you this question. Did they give you a date of the demo? Because that's not something, basically what they said in the letter was just that I needed to be able to secure the house and everything. It wasn't, other words, that they were turning down that day, you know, and stuff like that. That basically by the 3rd I needed to have some sort of plan of action and everything, which is, sounds like to me what you all are doing anyway and things. So with that part, did they give you a date or anything like that? Because it wasn't a date in the letter at all.
He really didn't give me a date, maybe because I didn't really, you know, question that, because when I called him, I'd say that I understand that there's like a demolition scheduled on September the 3rd, and he didn't really, you know, say anything about it, but, you know, I guess I'm going to go ahead and get back to him and try to see where are we currently at, and then they're actually asking for, like, something in writing as well, so I'm working on it, and then...
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's what they told me, as long as there was some sort of plan and everything with that part of it, that they were willing to work, you know. Now, that's what I understood. That was over top of Keith, his supervisor, and everything.
Right.
So that's what I understood. And you do have his information in the email as well.
Yes, I was able to also talk to him over the phone.
Okay. All right, then. And I really do appreciate that. And I know it's the end of the day. And I actually thought I was just leaving a voice message, but I appreciate it. Wait a minute, love. Hold on. And that's what, I'm his Mimi. But
so
I just wanted to touch base and everything. And you have a wonderful holiday, Labor Day holiday and everything. And I thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. I'll make sure to update you next week when we get back Tuesday.
Okay.
Happy birthday to your... How old is she?
Yeah, she's 29. She's actually younger than her friends, and she has them believing that she's like 32. It is so funny, you know, but she's always been the youngest of all the clan, you know, of her friends and stuff. So she tries to act like she's just as old as they are. And I told her, I said, believe me, when you get to my age, you know, like I told her, I said, you'll be glad that you're saying that you're 29.
That's so nice.
I know, I know. But again, I really do appreciate it. Everybody thinks it's her milestone. Not really a milestone, because she's allegedly already supposed to hit that 2 years ago. But, you know, they've all been doing well wishes and stuff like that. So it's kind of funny that we all been laughing about it and stuff. But again, I really do appreciate it. And you all just don't know how much it means just to you know, have that support and things. And I really do thank you all.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I hope you enjoy your time with your family. Have a good one, Andrea. And if there's anything else, you can text me. And then I'll try my best to respond to you as soon as I can.
Like I said, again, you just don't know how much of a weight, you know, that is and stuff, because, you know, this isn't the way, the direction I would have liked to have gone, you know, period.
Right.
But again, you know, it's good to know that it is agencies out there that just, you know, that work with, you know, situations such as this, too. Yeah, hold on. But thank you again.
Yes, ma'am. I'm really happy to help. I know that this is really not what you were, like, you know, initially thinking about when you're reaching out to us. So, I mean, but we're gonna go ahead and try our best. At this point, I really don't have like a concrete update. But I just want to let you know and assure you that we're still moving forward and, you know, we're working on it. And if there's anything else, that if I will hear from Keith, I'll definitely let you know right away. So thank you very much for letting me know as well that you've received the letter.
Yes. And I do appreciate. Yeah, it didn't have a date or anything like that in there. It's just, other words, basically what we're doing now. You know, at least there's a plan of action, and that's basically where it was at when I talked to his supervisor, you know, and everything. So, and I think his name is Keith too, if I'm not mistaken, as well. So, but like I said, I really do appreciate your time and everything, and you enjoy your Labor Day holiday as well.
Oh, you too. You enjoy your time with your family.
Oh, okay. And have a good one. And
thanks, Andrea. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.